proud. I'm black and I'm proud. I love it. Hey, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. And our children are our future. Let's teach them well and let them lead the way. Welcome, welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world to Bring Back the Family. Focus on the youth. I am Kathy Clyburn, your host for Bring Back the Family. And if we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later. If we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later. So keep that in mind. First, we want to start out with giving praise to God and acknowledging his word and a prayer. And, you know, we have our co-hosts, Jackie Vandegrift and Rebecca Johnson and Callie Pierce and our awesome anchor, Pastor O, with us, you know, as always. And so we're going to start out with our scripture and our prayer. And, hey, welcome to Bring Back the Family, ladies and gents. How are you?
Great. Hello.
Great.
All right. Those some strong black women, I'm telling you. Say it loud. We black and we proud. Let it rip.
Well, hello there. This is Jackie Vandegrift, and I'm going to start out with the prayer, Romans 12:1-13. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing different certain things. Well, so if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Hello, this is Sister Rebecca Johnson, and I want to open up with a prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, precious Lord, thank you that you hear and answer our prayers. Thank you for all those who are listening and all those who will contribute to the discussion. We thank you for Pastor O and his wisdom to produce this show and repeatedly give us opportunities to store up heavenly treasures. We thank you for Sister Kathy and her contributions and sacrifices for those with the purest hearts, children. We thank you that she motivates each of us to make our own sacrifices for the youth. We ask that you show each of us how we can be a help to the youth on our blocks. We thank you and ask for more blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Vandegrift and Sister Johnson. You guys are strong. Thank you. So glad that you guys are a part of Bring Back the Family. It is a blessing to have you. James Brown is part of history as well. Say it loud and black and I'm proud. And it's a cool song. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. And this song is about black pride. James Brown was a leader in the black community and encouraged us as black people to stand up for our rights in the 60s, where that was a tumultuous time for race relations in America. And this song became an anthem for the black power movement. All right? That's James Brown. That was a strong, powerful song because, you know, it made you feel proud. It made you stand up tall and it just gave us empowerment. Yes, it did. Hey, the man. Okay. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, the youth and the kids and the babies. So, hey, okay. He's doing his thing. So Black History Month, we're going to celebrate it here on Bring Back the Family. And, you know, this is history in the making right now. Someone by Bring Back the Family will be helped now, later, and in the future, okay? In the future by Bring Back the Family. The ones that go out their front door and see some kids and youth in need on their block, and help them find their way. And, you know, that is our motto, block by block. Do something on your block for the youth, for a youth, for a person, for somebody. Block by block, do something on your block. And so Bring Back the Family is a show that is designed to bring awareness to what we need to do for our youth educationally, professionally, and spiritually so that our youth can be good, productive citizens, so that they can contribute and be a contribution to society and others all around this world. You know, we want some good, productive citizens, yes, and that will help us, because if we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later, and we should always, always keep that in mind, okay? Somebody helped us, and now we have to help them. And so this is history right now that we're making, that we're gone. They're going to look back and hopefully Bring Back the Family and still be going. It'll grow into a big conglomerate of love all around the world, to where if we're interested in showing our kids love. And we're showing them love by making sure that they have what they need to make it. Okay, because if we neglect them and we don't make sure that they have what they need to make it, we don't make sure they have God in their life and a way to make money to be able to take care of themselves, and just showing them all the good things and all the, you know, how to be kind and how to be loving and how to support one another. And that's what this is about. It's about supporting one another, supporting each other. So that we could grow as a family, again, like it used to be. We always talk about how we were raised and what our parents gave us, and they gave us a lot. We passed it down, but somewhere the ball got dropped. And so it's our responsibility. We can't just sit back. We have to sacrifice and do what we can do for the kids in front of us, the ones that we see, the ones that we're responsible for, that we're taking care of. We have to make sure that they have what they need so that we don't have to worry about them once they are out of our sight, you know, out of our home, and they're traveling all over the world. We won't have to worry about them. They'll have God protecting them, leading them, and guiding them, and they have all those principles and all the wisdom and all the experience that you gave them to go out there and do what they have to do for themselves, to keep themselves safe and be good, productive citizens all around this world. We want our kids to be able to branch out and go and get lost. Go and get lost. That's what we want them to do. Try that sound. And so celebrating Black History, how will you make history? How will you make history for our youth? Okay, something that they're going to be able to look and see what we left for them, you know, so they could carry that torch and keep it going. Get the picture? Just what we're doing now, whatever we've done, we can look back and see what we've done. But we want the next generation to do better and to take everything that we have to give them, and they can use it. Give them something that they can use, okay? And so celebrating Black History Month, how will you make history and leave a legacy to be remembered for centuries to come? Our children, the youth will be they'll be the recipients of what we leave behind. We are the teachers, the encouragers, the helpers, and the ones they look to for wisdom, knowledge, and experience. So our experiences and wise words we impart will help to build on good principles. Bringing back the family is about helping the youth get what they need to make it in this world so that they can be good, productive citizens. I just love saying that. So they can be good, productive citizens. We are going to start with Ms. Johnson, are you ready for your little Black history note?
I am.
Little Black history fact. Okay, well, come on. And if you want to participate, everybody that's going to talk and be a part of the show, just press 1 and you can get in. If you got something good that you want to share with us about Black History Month, then press 1 and we'll let you participate, okay? Let them have it, Ms. Johnson.
All right. As we celebrate Black history and highlight Black excellence and legacies that have been omitted or purposely blotted out, I thought we could put the spotlight on white abolitionists that helped Black people during slavery. So for our first reflection on Black history, on Bring Back the Family, we have John Brown, born 1800. Died 1859. He was an American abolitionist leader who believed in using violent means to end slavery. At the same time, he is reported to have been an evangelical Christian of strong religious convictions. Brown was profoundly influenced by the Puritan faith of his upbringing. He led a raid on the federal armory at Harper's Ferry in 1859 with the intention of starting a slave uprising. But the raid failed, and Brown was captured and executed for treason. Despite his controversial methods, Brown is remembered as a martyr for the abolitionist cause, and his actions were seen as a catalyst for the American Civil War. He said repeatedly that in working to free the enslaved, he was following Christian ethics, including the Golden Rule, as well as the U.S. Declaration of Independence, which states that all men are created equal. He stated repeatedly that in his view, these two principles meant the same thing. His life proves that allies come in all colors. It's clear from the trees and the flowers and the animals that the Lord our God loves variety, and he made us all in different varieties too, on purpose. In your life today, don't be hung up on skin color. You will have allies in your life of every color. And that is our Bring Back the Family moment in celebrating Black history.
Excellent. Thank you. That was excellent. We can't wait to hear more next week. Okay. So we're going to just get down to it. Okay. So if you, Joshua, if you're out there, press one. So I know we are. Our guest today is Joshua Kyle Johnson, a graduate. He has the same last name as you, Ms. Johnson. Yeah, y'all related. So like I said, isn't that beautiful? Okay, our guest today is Joshua Kyle Johnson, and he is a graduate of the MIAT College of Technology. He will discuss how Bring Back the Family model, block by block, do something on your block to help a youth with what they need to make it in this world. Someone with a vision that has no vision. And that is what a listener was inspired to do for Joshua. Okay? Tune in. Get involved. If we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later. Okay? So we're going to hear from Joshua. And as you heard, he's our guest, and he is a product of Bring Back the Family, of the Block by Block. When they heard this story, heard the show about how we're going to get our kids educated, and people start to feeling like, what can I do? So we're going to let Joshua tell his story, and hopefully the listener is here on as well, and she could tell her part of the story. Okay, so Joshua, are you with us? Let me see. Okay, here he goes. Hi, Joshua.
How you doing?
Wonderful. Good to have you, nephew.
It's good to be speaking with you, Auntie.
Well, good. Everybody say hello to Joshua. This is our Bring Back the Family baby. He's our first, what do you call it, Bring Back the Family block by block star. Yes. So how did you get a chance? Tell us what happened. You are a graduate of MIAT College of Technology. Tell us about what that is.
Okay. So it's a technology school with a multitude of trades, and the one that I chose to be in, or the program I chose, was HVAC, which is heating and cooling, or heating, venting, and air conditioning and refrigeration. So how it went about was my grandmother, I call her my new grandma, but yeah, my grandmother, I was at a place where I didn't really know what I was supposed to be doing, but I felt all this anxiousness to get something done. And you, when you're young and you feel like directionless, it'll cause you to just gain a lot of anxiety and cause a lot of anger to build up. So you end up just going just doing any type of thing, and you don't end up moving at all. So my grandmother, she came to me with a lot of love and a lot of care and a lot of compassion, and she let me know that things were going to be okay and that she would help me, and she could tell how much I needed help at that time. So that's how that started, and we went to the school together, and she didn't have to do any of this. She could have just been like how most people are, like I told him what to do. If he's going to do it, that's what he's going to do. But she really walked with me, and it was real special. So I'm so thankful for her.
Wow, that was special.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is she in the call today or no? Let me see.
I know she's working, so make sure I did. I just sent a smoke signal out to her, tell her to get on in the queue. Yes. So how did it, so once she took you, you said she went, she came to you, she talked to you, she came with compassion and care and love and all these things. I started to get choked up. That's what we're missing, you know, in this world right now, a lot of the care and the love and the compassion. And that just really touched me, you know, really deep right there. And so, yes. So exactly what did she do? She took you there, and how did it get to this point?
I guess, you know, regular school thing, you sit down with a counselor, they go through you, they come to you with the situation, how long the program is going to be and all that. And we talked, and it's just the hardest part is always starting. And I think a lot of young people nowadays, we used to having everything at the drop of a hat with our technology, phones, and we think that things always take time. So I think she helped me understand that things will take time, and if you just walk through the door, then good things will happen for you. So it was a 9-month program, and what ended up happening because it extended because, unfortunately, I had got sick with COVID, and I had about a week or 2 weeks left until I completed the program, and I got sick. And it's like, I can't remember the song, but it says, like, when you get close, that's when everything tries to really break you down, right when you're at the finish line. So I got sick, and I had to wait another 3 months. And I could have gave up right then. I was thinking, like, why would this happen to me? I'm really trying my best, and I need this to work. But you really can't give in, and it's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and you got to keep pushing through.
Wow. So you had an extended time. So it took you how long? About, how many more months did it take you?
It took me about three and a half months to get through it.
That is great. That is great. That is such a good story. Miss, do you want to tell your grandma's name and you want to shout her out? Because I think she's in our queue now.
My grandma Denise, I love you, Grandma. Wherever you at, I love you.
Oh, my gosh.
I love you too, Joshua, I tell you. I tell you, I've been really blessed to gain me some more grandchildren. And Joshua, he's, I guess, well, I'm not going to say he's everyone's favorite. I'm not going to say that because it's my thing not to say that. But always is so charming. And I tell you, it was a blessing. Everything just worked out really well that day. I was just so happy that when I asked him to go with me to that school, that he said yes. And I just know that God was in the plan. And, you know, he had everything he needed. He was raised by great parents. He's an intelligent young man. And I have a vision that I always tell him, I say, I see him right now with a line of vans that says Joshua's Heating and Cooling System. And so I foresee that in the future. I know it's going to happen. I was just so happy when he agreed to go to the school that day. And when I called and I said, are you ready? He said, I'm ready. I'm waiting for you. And I just knew God was in the plan that day. And the student advocate went through the whole program with Josh, and everything just sounded so good. Didn't it, Josh?
Yes, ma'am.
Everything just sounded like attainable, and this student advocate, he was saying to Josh, you know, you could start next week. Josh was a little bit hesitant, and he said, the man asked him, he said, what is it that's keeping you from starting today? Because he didn't want to lose Josh. He knew he saw potential in Josh. He didn't want to lose him. He knew that he was right there. He just, even though Josh had committed and said, yes, I'm going to go to this school, he wanted him to start right then, right when the feeling was good and everything seemed right. But true to form, Josh did. After a month or so, he did go. And he didn't call and tell us, well, you know, Grandpa, Grandma, I've enrolled. You know, I called one day because his grandfather said, well, I wanted to call, and his granddad, he's so stubborn. He says, well, you already did took him. If he's going to go, let him be the man and let him do what he's supposed to do. You can't just. Take him there and keep asking if he's going to do it, let him do it. But I'm like, I said, okay. But I called.
I love you, Grandpa.
Yeah. And when he told me that he was already in school, had been there maybe a couple of weeks, I almost screamed, you know, because I was just so, so happy. And so Josh, he's a blessing to the family. But, you know, they have so, his mom and father, they have so many, all their children are so intelligent, and they all are so talented. Like I said, his oldest brother is an attorney. And so they got, you know, even his grandfather is a graduate of Wayne State University. And so they got brain power in that family and talent. You do. Yeah. You really do. And his mom right now is, you know, I think she's going to be a physician assistant. She's been working in the medical field for a while. And so she's just taking that next step. And his mom serves. She's a proud member of the service. And she's just a wonderful mother and daughter. She really is, and she's raised all her children to be God fearing, successful, intelligent, just good children. I mean, I couldn't have. I hit the lottery. I got these, you know, these good grandchildren. You know, to add on to my natural children, but I love them all. I love them all very, very much. And Joshua, we're very, very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. That is so good.
And I don't know if you heard in the beginning, he said that when you came to him, because I kept asking you, too, did he start? What happened? What happened? I wanted to know. And she said, I don't know. Well, you know, his granddaddy told me. She told me the same thing what he said. She sounded just like him when she was telling me that. I was like, okay. Yeah. So I bugged her, too, about it. What did he do? What happened? Then when she told me that you had enrolled, oh, man, I screamed. I was just like, okay. You know, and look at the point where you are now. And in the beginning, I didn't know if you heard him in the beginning, Neely. He said you came to him with love, care, compassion.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And let him know that everything would be okay. You encouraged him. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. I was like, wow, that is deep.
And his parents had already, they had already did the groundwork. But sometimes, sometimes you just need somebody else to tell you what your parents and others have already told you.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, you know, I did. I just, because I know sometimes everybody gets stuck in life. You get stuck sometimes. Even us old folks, we get stuck. And sometimes we need somebody to give us a little push sometimes. And I was just so happy that he was receptive to what I was saying to him. And I did. I came to him with love and just for him to do as I asked. That's just a real biggie, I tell you, because he didn't have to do what I asked him to do. And I was just happy. I really was. It made my day that he said, yeah. I didn't have to beg him. He said, okay.
Right. Very convincing.
Yeah.
Well, that is good. That was that good old wholesome training that you've had. And I'm sure that your parents are proud of you for just having that love, care, and compassion that we were taught to have, and you shared it with someone else. Man, it's just great. I love that group of words you use, love, care, and compassion. Man, look how far that went. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We need so much more of that. If people would just do that, just, you know, block by block. What? Callie Pierce, Denise Pierce, Mama D, what encouraged you to get him going?
Because I know that he was stuck. He wanted, you know, because this was during right after the pandemic, correct, Josh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was during something where everybody was just like, he was just stuck. He wanted to do something, but other things was on his mind, and. He just, sometimes just like my son, they think that sometimes someone else can talk to them besides hearing my voice in the ear all the time. Because after a while, when others start talking, it sounds like nagging, okay? And these young men, when they're growing up, they know what they have to do, but they just may not know how to do it right then. And so sometimes when someone else comes along and says the very thing that their parents told you to do, you say, it sounds better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I do know that coming up when I was basically his age, probably a little bit younger, and I know that I wish that my father had encouraged me to continue my education. Because if he had just said it, I could have been probably, you know, Mrs. Barack Obama or somebody. I could have been that first lady. I could have been, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Pierce. We could have been, you know, the president and first lady if I had got that encouragement. Just do it. And
right.
So, you know, and as I'm older, I'm a lot older now, and when I see young people, men and young women, I do tell them sometimes my story and tell them how that tell them that they can achieve a lot of good things.
Yeah, and that's what our youth need. They need to be encouraged. They need someone to, you know, tell them that they care about them, have some compassion, and just look at them and see their gifts, you know, or see them not if they don't have a vision, help them get a vision, you know. And that's exactly what you did. And like you said, a lot of people got lost during the pandemic time. A lot of emotions was going on at that time, and a lot of people did get lost and kind of, you know, bewildered and didn't know which way to turn. It was kind of confined to the home. And so, so we needed a lot of that encouragement to go on at that time. And now, for sure. Yep. So if anybody want to ask some questions or have a comment, they are welcome to press 1 and do so. What's your plans right now, Joshua? You graduated, and like you said, you have the heating and cooling. What else do they offer there? What else do they offer at that school?
They offer welding. I thought they offer you can, if some type of aircraft program, they offer wind turbines. And I think it's one more that's slipping my mind, but it's so many trades. Say again? Yeah, robotics. Yeah, robotics also.
Okay. Wow. So that's good.
So
you guys listening out there, write some of these things down. If you listen, listening
sure.
All your parents.
I have a question for you. This is Jackie Madigan. Now, your total course, how long did you go to school for that?
What's the question again?
How long did it take you to complete the course?
It's a 9-month course. They have other courses that's about a year and a half, and I think the longest course is 2 years.
Okay. Now, say for instance, if a young viewer was interested in where you went. What time of the year would they put in their application, or how would they go about getting in contact with the school, registering, going through the process? Is there a pretest they have to take, or what is the enrollment process?
So the enrollment process, there is like a pretest, and it's more kind of a, it feels like a, similar to an interview, but they really just want to know, are you motivated? Is this really what you want? Because a lot of teachers let it be known, we don't want you to, I don't want to say waste your time, but we want you to have a strong interest in this if this is, you know, something you really want to do. Just a simple phone call. It's always just getting in contact with somebody. So just a phone call, set up a meeting. They'll put you through an interview process. And any time of year, they have year-round classes that starts, you know, at different periods of the year. But you probably won't be waiting too long, maybe a couple months before you start getting into each program.
So a young person has to be about, what, 18 years old to start?
What was great about this and was, you know, great about, I think it's just life, is that it is never too late until you have your last breath. So it was people there that was 18, and it was people there that was like 40, 50. And so, it didn't seem like it was any age limit, and yeah, that was real cool about that.
Now, wow. I have been told that the benefits behind the trade that you're in is in high demand, and it is a good paying trade. What can you tell the listening audience about that?
So that is true, but just like anything, it's always going to be your work ethic. An instructor, he was a real important instructor to everybody. He was the most informed. His name was Andrew, and he let us know, like, I can't make you guys want this. And this is the type of field that if you get to work, opportunities will come your way. But if you're expecting things to come to you, then you're going to be, you know, getting average money and things like that. So he actually made like millions of dollars in the business, and he was serious about it. He's worked on, you know, units for large companies like Coca-Cola and things like that. So it's really a hustler's type of mindset when you get into HVAC.
That's wonderful. Now, even speaking at that, those jobs to start out, what would a young person be looking at as far as in the income? Are they, how much would they make an hour if they went through the right process? And a lot of times the school will recommend the ones that they feel that are ready, you know, to represent their name.
Exactly.
So what are they looking at as far as income? Because being self-sufficient, because a lot of times we tell our kids, you need to go to college. But there are jobs out there, business out there, careers out there, like you went to, someone introduced you to, that will make you self-sufficient. So if a young person is listening to you, how could you tell that young person if they want to get into something like this, how would it benefit them? How would they be self-sufficient?
So in my field, the jobs are starting out around like $25 an hour.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure about the other fields, but it's especially like wind turbines and aircrafts. I know they're easily six-figure jobs plus. They do a lot of traveling and things like that. So if you're interested in that type of lifestyle, then that's good too. But, yeah, mine's was a $25 an hour starting out job. I've seen jobs after, based on your experience, about $80,000 to $120,000 a year. So it's all about sticking to it and getting your experience and putting your name out there, and more income, more opportunities to come your way.
Now that's great, because that is something that our youth really need to know, that one, work ethic, even though you have the skill trading, but work ethic. And your name is attached to your work ethic. I like that. I like the way you put that out there to them, for them to understand that when you were introduced to it, you were introduced to something that's going to make you self-sufficient and to be feel proud of yourself, to know that you can live the lifestyle that you want to live. And that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Hi, Joshua. This is Sister Johnson. And even though I don't know you, I'm proud of you. Oh, my goodness. That's
Thank
wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And I have a question. Mm-hmm. I want to ask, what did you find was the most difficult part of the class?
The most difficult part of the class, I think,
Well, maybe you found it easy.
Yeah, it was so smart, it wasn't difficult. Good for you. That whole family got a lot of brains. Probably nothing was difficult. They got, in that family, they got doctors, lawyers. They had, they're heavy in the brain, so probably nothing was difficult for real. Yeah.
No,
you ain't gonna let him get lost.
I don't think it was like one part that was more difficult than the other. I think it's just maintaining the focus. You don't want to miss any steps. He let us know that it's actual people's lives in our hands, and if we do mess something up, people could actually lose their lives. So I don't think it was one part that stood out that was difficult. I just think the maintaining focus and gathering all this information and just memorizing it so you can do a good job.
All right.
I would like to say that school also has job placement, and right before Josh was going to graduate the first time, he had already had a job offer in Texas. So, also that counselor also did tell him that anytime he needed to come back up there to the school to get any updates or refreshers, that he could come back, that the school was always open for that. And he said that, say he wanted to be multi-career, that it would only take another maybe six months to a year to change his whole career. So because he's already got the basics, and so he, if he wants to go into, I don't know, you know. In fact, I was trying to push
the wind turbine.
No, right. Well, no, not that one. But I'm pushing into that aeronautics program because that's what Darius is in. And graduated from. But I really want to get into that because they said once you get to that one, that you automatically, I guess, are registered for the wind turbine program. It's just like an extension.
Wind
by. Yeah. So, So that's just, it's a good school. I mean, One of the instructors there also just got promotion, and he was the person who got my son involved in the field. He was an instructor in the aeronautic program, but now he's a student advocate, and so he has gotten promotion. So I hope that, like I tell any of the young people that I talk with or suggest something to, I tell them the way you can thank me is to pass information on, that if you see someone that needs help, help that person. If you see somebody steering off the wrong path, talk to them, counsel them, see if you can't get them back on the right path. So, and I know Josh will be that, just that type of young man. He's gonna do right. He's gonna be for right. So his grandfather, I tell you, Lord have mercy, teaches that to him all the time about staying in his way. Lord have mercy. You know, it's like I tell people that really his grandfather right now should be in the somebody's classroom because
he don't take no prisoners.
Oh my gosh.
though. I'm the only student in his class right now, and I tell you, I wanted to scream and run out of here because, you know, didn't I tell you to read this here? He wants me to be able to name all the presidents of the United States from the beginning to the end. And I'm like, listen, Arthur, you know, you need to be in the classroom, you know.
Mm-hmm. Stop talking back, Ms. Pierce. No talking back.
So, you know, so Josh, you know, that's what he'll, you know, once he gets his own business started, he's going to bring young men into the fold. His father also works sort of like in that field, and so he has a talent, he has a natural talent for that.
That's right. Reach back and help someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. We have other callers, so just jump in when you're ready. Who's that? Let me see. I saw another hand. 3555.
Yes, I have been waiting patiently.
Hey, Mama.
Hi, Joshua. This is Kara Johnson, Joshua's proud, very proud mother, and I'm just so grateful to God for his accomplishment. I'm grateful for the village. I am truly, truly grateful for the village. As my Mama D said, you know, sometimes when the parents say things, they sound as if they're nagging. So I'm just so grateful when someone takes interest in my child, in my children, and offer the help just to say a word, and look what it did. So I just really appreciate her observing the children and seeing where she could help and not hesitating to do so. So I also want to say that MIAT, College of Technology, is a really good school. As I was telling people that my son was attending the school, and especially upon his graduation, several people told me how good the school was. So I just want to encourage others. I want to give the address. It's at 2955 South Haggerty Road in Canton, Michigan, and that's just north of Michigan Avenue. And I have the commencement bulletin here, and I just want to shout out all of the programs because maybe someone is interested in something else and they don't know what all they offer. So I want to say that they have the aviation technology, energy technology, the HVAC technology, which Joshua is now a graduate of that program, robotics and automation technology, welding specialist, airframe and power plant technician, industrial maintenance technician, and the wind power technician. They also are a military-friendly school, so if you're a veteran of the services, during the graduation they had a special part for them where they identified and honored all of the veterans, so that was good to know. And then we as veterans know that a lot of times we have money that we haven't used yet, so it's good when a school accepts those the GI Bill and other funding that we receive from the military. It just makes it easier when you have a veteran specialist already at the school to assist and help you. They also accept financial aid, so they're part of the FAFSA program. And they also offer a learning resource center. So if you do have some difficulties, I was glad that Joshua didn't have many difficulties. That was funny. But for those of us, you know, not everyone, you know, you may not get it as quickly. So you may need a little extra assistance. You may need a tutor, and that's fine. So they have a learning resource center at the campus as well to assist people that may need a little help. And, you know, not everyone, you know, like Joshua said, you had a wide range of ages. So when you have someone who's older going back to school, or say someone who's a parent, single parent or otherwise, you can have a family, a husband that you're caring for, or, you know, just being a wife and a mother, those things, you don't have as much time to sit down and read and put that much time into, you know, your schooling. So it's good to have that learning resource center there. And I was just really impressed with the school when I went there for the graduation, how the building looked. They have plane parts. They have where you can work on these things. So you're not just looking at a book or listening to an instructor, you actually can, they have things in the building where you can do hands-on work with those parts. So it just was a dynamic program, I feel, just from what I saw. And again, I'm very proud of my son. I thank you all for having him on the show. And I'm just a proud mom. Thank you so much.
All right. Our pleasure. Our pleasure. Fine young man. Joshua, how many young men graduated with you in your class? Around your age,
I know.
Did you see a lot of young men your age?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was plenty of young men, and I was happy to see a few black men, and we talked and we spoke with each other. And one young man, his name slips me right now, but he talked about how he grew up and how all he seen was, you know, people selling drugs, and that's what they told him to do. And his mindset was that he wanted to graduate from this so he could tell his, you know, nephews, cousins, his brothers, and his friends that it's another outlet when it comes to, you know, providing for yourself. So me and him spoke for a while, and I was happy to meet somebody like that who had that mindset.
That is wonderful, and that is how it's supposed to be. We are supposed to encourage one another and try to keep each other out of harm's way. And now that's a good story.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's a dead-end street. So, wow, that's great.
Oh, my goodness. A spokesperson for the school. That was a very, very nice introduction to the school and whatnot. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was very, very nice.
It was.
Very nice.
So you parents out there, if you have some young men that's on the street and you can see that they're not, you know, being productive and maybe not trying to be good productive citizens, give them that information. You know, maybe take a moment and take them to this program. You know, if you have to take somebody with you to take them, introduce them to it, give them the literature. You know, talk to them about what it is that they can do. Okay, Steve.
There were also several women at the program as well. So I think I counted maybe 5 to 7 women, and it kind of surprised me. Two women specifically I remember seeing graduated from the welding program. So, you know, women can be encouraged to go into these fields as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah, women they would just try, they'll do anything. They will get out there and they will work hard. And what were they going into? Were they doing the heating and cooling as well? Or they were just in different programs?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I can't remember which. I know about 2 in welding.
Yeah, it was. I didn't see any in HVAC, but I know it was a few in working with welding, robotics mainly. That's where I mostly saw women in robotics.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. They have a nice list of careers that they could do, the aviation, the energy, the HVAC, automation, technology. Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Kier.
Well, I'd like to say that I know there were, Darius went through that program. He started at that school, but he finished in Georgia at the aviation school in Georgia. But there were several women that was in this graduation class His class was nowhere near as large of graduates as Josh's class was. But I would like to say we do have a relative also airplanes, and she got her training through the the armed service. That's Vicky's daughter. And so she not only works on airplanes, she also recently learned how to fly a helicopter. And so she, you know, so she has made a career. Brittany,
that's not Vicky's daughter. Okay, that's
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
okay.
Oh,
Brittany.
That's
Brittany. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's not the daughter. That's her grandmother, granddaughter, right? Yeah, so many of them.
No.
But,
okay. The one that sings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's her daughter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Brittany. Yeah, she's a world traveler.
Yeah, she's in the Air Force. It's Air Force Army. She's in the Army, and she knows how. She works on planes in the Army, and she also has learned how to fly. She's been taking the course in flying the helicopters. Yeah. So women,
she'll
be encouraged to go to any of those fields, just like Tara said. In robotics, another thing that especially young people, that's something they like to do.
Who is it?
Yeah. So.
Wow. That is great. Anybody else have anything that they want to say? Joshua, you have been a star. You the Bring Back the Family star, man. So proud of you. Just so proud of you and all that you've done. You know, Bring Back the Family got a good present for you. We're going to make sure that you get it. We are proud of you. Are like you are like our first, what do you call it? Our first Bring Back the Family. our show encouraged her to get out and be able to on her block. If you know somebody, you know, that looked like they need help. And that's what she did. She went out and she found you, Joshua. And I am so proud of the way that you spoke of her. I'm on my show. I am happy you here from North Carolina, Jamal Coppins, and now we got a house full of people, so it's okay. It's all about family, bring back the family. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, I'm from Georgia's family.
Oh, that's right. From Georgia, but by way of North Carolina, yeah. North Carolina first, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go get them. Yeah. So, okay, so anybody else? Sorry for all the noise in the background. That's the way we roll. Bring back the family.
That's how we show you are.
Joshua, is there anything that you could tell the young people that would encourage them, or the parents that would encourage them, that you could tell them to, you know, from what you got out of this, what can you encourage them to do? Leave them with?
Anything that you want to do, you capable of doing it. I would you should never doubt yourself. You know, never walk with your head low. You should always walk with your head high and think that you're capable of doing it. So that's just what I would tell people, and to look out for one another. So yeah, that's it.
Yes, that's right, and that's what we want to do. We want a culture of that, of being able to help one another, looking back and bring somebody else up. That's what I tell all my nieces and nephews. When you get the help you need, reach back and help someone else. And so that's how we're going to, you know, celebrating this Black history. Let's just make that a part of our life of living, that we do that, you know. Start loving and have, what was that, compassion It came with love, caring, and compassion. I love the way you describe my sister there, and that's the way it's supposed to be: love, caring, compassion, being kind, and being able to offer someone something that's going to help them in the future. And that's what Bring Back the Family is about: helping our youth to get what it is that they need to make it in this world. Because now you could go anywhere you want to go. You could go, you don't have to stay in Michigan. You could travel, be a world traveler, take your gift that, and your talent that you have, take it, and you could go to any state you want to go. And that's how we prepare our youth and our young people to be able to go and get lost, and then that'll give us somewhere to go and visit. Mhm. Okay. Yeah. Give us somewhere to go. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Eric said, "Don't be sending her baby out of town."
No.
Well, they said, "Let them go so they can grow."
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Give us somewhere to. Yeah, that's right. Let them go so they can grow. And we'll come and see them.
Yep.
We sure will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give us somewhere to go. So thanks, Joshua. Anything you want to leave with us? You want to say anybody else have anything that they want to leave with Joshua or speak now? But I'm just proud. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just want to thank everybody for the support and, appreciate all the love.
None of the love. We love you. We wish you well. We wish you well. Yes, and we want more young people to come on and tell us all the great things that they're doing and all the great things that they're going to do. And Joshua, you come back and you let us know. We're going to pass your card around, and we're going to all create something for you to do. So we always need our furnace clean. What is it? What all did you do? Do you do furnace cleaning? What is it?
It's everything. We got to build them. We got to tear them down. We got to clean them. We got to change our refrigerant. We have to do everything. So
okay. So anything that deals with the things that we have to use in our household, like the refrigerator, the heat and cooling, the furnace, the hot water tank. Okay, yeah. So all those things go out sometimes. So we're going to put you out there and help build your business. And we can't wait for that truck that says Joshua's Heating and Cooling.
That's right.
Thank you, Auntie.
Yes.
The universe.
Yes.
It should
be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing like having your own business. You be your own boss.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's it and that's all, we will bring the awesome O in. Anybody have anything else that they want to leave with us? I'm just proud because this is what we do on Bring Back the Family is help the youth, and it's so important. And this should be an example of what we can do and what can happen if we do it. Boy, I'm just so proud of this whole process, and I just know this is gonna go as they say, viral. So thanks, everybody, for participating today. Josh, you come back and let us know what you're doing. Keep in touch with us. Continue to listen and, tell somebody else about Bring Back the Family. And we're going to be in touch, okay?
Okay, Archie.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and being a part of the show today. Awesome. Oh, are you out there somewhere? Let me see. Oh, there you go. Awesome. Oh, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, hello there.
Hey. Oh, awesome show as usual. Awesome show. I was really
awesome.
You know, I know everybody was inspired. You know, as you know, all of those who had something to do with helping Joshua to become the success he is and becoming today. And that's an awesome thing. It, you know, it really shows that that investment pays off. It works. And so the message of block by block, person by person, what are you doing to help? You know, I think the question of the show was, what are we doing in history to create a better life for them? What are we leaving behind for them? What is the legacy? And it must be awesome to be that mother, to be Mother Pierce or Sister Pierce, to have provided that help for it, and then get to live to see this result. You know, that is what Martin Luther King was all about, Black History Month. That is what he was all about, is what kind of country are we going to leave behind for those coming behind us? You know, if you listen to that speech that he made, which was so prophetic, on the night before he died, those words that he spoke when he said, "I might not get there with you, but I want you to know that we as a people will get to the promised land." That was the kind of selfless sacrifice that was made to help Joshua become and become who he is today, okay? Sure. And if we, that is what, so when the question is asked, what did you do to help? That's what we did. And that is a glaring example from the Lord that this works. And all it takes is a little effort on your part to want to help. And I loved it when he said how plans didn't work out. It took me back to when I was in the military and I was about to graduate. I'm 3 days out and I get the flu. And when I heard him say he got COVID and he knew that it was going to be a little bit extra time, and that could be, oh, when you really, and also something else he said, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. It takes time. All of those things, those are the stories you hear from people who did great things. It's a process. It takes time. As with Martin Luther King, it was a process. It took time. They didn't march one day and it was over. No, they marched a bunch of days. I listened to what Rebecca said about those who also marched along who weren't black. But they all understood what Joshua came to understand, that it's a process and it takes time. The radical Republicans from 1854, who were a radical part of the Republican Party that started in 1854, wanted their one of their main goals out of three was to free black folks from slavery, to just end slavery in the United States and see to it that black folks got the same right to vote, but they knew that it would take time, and they went up until, 1877, until the failure of Reconstruction and the compromise. But we did get our freedom. We've been fighting for it ever since, and we're fighting for it today. America is a great big old giant experiment in democracy, and every year, every day, every election is just another group of people who come together to continue to work on this experiment in order to form a more perfect union. But Joshua, he can't understand that fight, when it seemed like all was lost, did not give up, was willing to make the little extra effort to make big things happen. And like you said, in time, hone his craft, become excellent at it, then he can create a business and teach other people to be excellent at it. And then he can just one branch after another branch after another branch after another branch. And then he can, you know, tell that same story that got him over. When Paul, the apostle, who evangelized half the Roman world or all of the Roman world, he made it to Rome, okay? He didn't switch his story up. The same story that brought him up is the same story he told to everybody he met. Now, their story might be different, but the process will be the same. It won't happen overnight, and he learned that these things, and like today, things happen pretty fast. You know, you push a button. You know, I remember myself complaining that my computer was taking a whole minute to open up. A whole minute. So, you know, we like things fast. We like things fast. But he learned a valuable lesson that things don't always happen the way you planned them, and things don't always work out. Sometimes detours happen, but that just gives you a chance to really hone your skills and be better prepared for the test when it comes so you can pass and get to the place where he is now. That's some awesome stuff. So the people who had a hand in that really, really can give thanks to God that they said, yes, I'll help. When the opportunity came from the Lord, will you help this young man become? They said, yes, I'll help. And that's all it takes. And when you say, yes, I'll help, the Lord will make you able to help. He will enable you to help because he wants them helped. He has great plans for Joshua, that name. That name, Joshua, is a conqueror. Yeshua, means he saved.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That name means something. That is a great name. Joshua was the one who took the Israelites into the promised land after the ones who came out of Egypt failed and died in the wilderness. He was the one who finally brought it all home. And so that name means something, and it means something to the Lord, and it's not by mistake that we get the names we get. And if we can live out those names, and he's beginning to live out that name, and like Joshua, he can lead a lot of people to a whole different life and do great things. And so that's some awesome stuff. You know, about Martin Luther King, again, I love him so much. And one of the things that he said was that he didn't want anything new in America. He didn't want a new rules for black people, some rules that didn't exist. He just wanted the Declaration of Independence to be lived out. You know, all men are created by their creator to be equal, right? And endowed with certain rights from the creator that you cannot take away from them. And some of those being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or prosperity. And he never, ever wanted anything different. He just wanted America to live out its creed. That's all. Its own creed. And a funny thing, a story is told that while the Declaration of Independence was being written, a slave was holding the lamp for the writer to see. That is either a legend or that is a picture of what times were like. That the ideals of America are greater. And again, the ideals of slavery were totally inconsistent with the ideas written right into the Declaration. How do you write, all men are created equal, and you own slaves? How do you reconcile those two things? So to me, the Declaration was more than something that a man came up with, that a man wrote. I think the Declaration is one that has already had been declared from heaven, that all men are created equal by God. And God tells them this and God tells them that. God gives them the right to do this and the right to do that, as he did to all men. And so Martin Luther King didn't want anything new. He just wanted that. and that was it. And when you do things the way he did things, then you get God's blessing. The way Joshua is doing things, he has God's help. God can bless this to grow into whatever he wants it to become, whatever. None of this is by mistake. None of this is by chance. All of this was orchestrated from before the birth of anybody involved. Mm-hmm. Even bring back the family. And see, this message didn't just go out to us. This message is recorded, it's archived, and can be played over and over and over and over by somebody waking up in the middle of the night, somehow stumbling across, bring back the family, see this show, click play, change their whole life because, like Pastor Janice Tate just preached, Joshua never gave up. I'm really impressed with that because so many great black folks who led us to the freedoms that we have today never gave up. They focused in on something, and they, no matter what obstacles came up in their way, they wouldn't let them stop them. They would go over it, under it, around it, through it. Only death could stop them. And great people don't stop. Great people, they keep going until they win. And that's why you call them winners. That's why they are succeeders. So it was awesome that never give up spirit and to hear somebody for real say, this is what I went through. I'm 2 weeks out. Everything's falling apart. I work so hard.
Wow.
I'm not going to quit. To have the right people to come behind you and say, don't quit. Don't give up. And listen and then succeed. See, he got something now. He a winner. You can't stop him from succeeding now. And he won't accept obstacles as a reason to quit. This is a reason to dig in. This is a reason to go harder. This might take a little longer. But just like that, I'm getting past this. And that will continue for the rest of his life. Obstacles will always happen. Trials and tribulations, like Jesus said. But now he knows he can get past all that. And you can't take that kind of knowledge away. He knows he can succeed. He knows if he puts his head to it, the Lord will bring people like his mom, like Sister Pierce, come alongside him, make stuff happen. All he has to do is be determined, and God will make it happen. And so it's just like what she preached. Never give up. God will bring people alongside you to help you pull off what you can't do by yourself. Well, he already got somebody to cheer you on. He already has his cheerleaders. And this, again, as I close, this is proof positive that investing in our youth and young people pays off. It works. It literally works. It literally changes life. And who knows, somebody changed, every great person you know, somebody changed their life. I mean, we've heard the story of Barack Obama, right? I mean, your life couldn't be more twisted up than that. You couldn't, the completely wrong name at the wrong time to be running for president when Saddam Hussein, you know, is being spoken all over the world, and Osama bin Laden flies planes into those towers, and here comes a man running for president named Barack Hussein Obama. All the wrong names. His father's a Muslim, his mother's a white woman, and they somehow meet and marry. They have him. You see how that turns out. He's raised by his white grandparents. He meets Michelle, trying to figure out who am I, where am I, where am I going, becomes an activist. God blesses him and his activism, becomes a state representative, and then a senator, and then run for president. Nobody, who is this guy? And all the wrong names, and now he's president. And then he go 8 years, and he does what only one other president in history has done, and that's balance the budget. Leave the House, leave his job with the balanced budget like Bill Clinton did, and the surplus. Those are the only two presidents in modern history to do that. And so when I listen to Joshua, he sounds like Barack to me. He sounds like he's on his way to that kind of greatness. And the people who invested in him sound like the people who invested in Barack. I mean, they don't start out like Barack. They start out at Joshua. You know, like he said, it meant so much to him to talk to somebody who saw another way out other than selling dope. I saw another way out other than selling dope. I still had that same business line that I sold dope with, but after I got out of the selling dope, because Jesus wouldn't let me do that no more, he said, you got to do something else. I started selling fertilizer and weed control, and they don't arrest you for that. Nobody want to shoot you for that. They just pay you for that.
It's a different kind of weed.
It's a different kind. Now I'm against the weed. I once was for the weed. Now I'm against the weed. The weeds ain't my friend no more. It was a whole new look at weeds. These weeds can get me paid, but not by selling them to people who smoke them, but by eradicating them out of people's lawns. And that, so you know, when he said that, that meant something. That hit me real hard. And I was like, yeah.
Wow.
He got something now that you can't take, though, and that's success. Once you succeed,
there you, go.
You know you can. You know you can, and you know if you don't, that's on you. And problems will happen. You just have to keep pushing. And like Pastor Janet Chase said in her sermon, never give up.
Never give
never,
up.
Never give up. If you're still breathing, keep going.
Mm-hmm.
That take a little extra time, so what? Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But never quit. And so, you know, that's the perfect guest for the show, perfect way to start off Black History Month. Because with that kind, that's the kind of push that got us out of slavery and working for this freedom that we got in 64. And still working to make it a more perfect union, you know, and that's one of the things that we forget about the United States, that it's an experiment in democracy in order to form a more perfect union. We came up with a constitution, okay, so right from the outset we're admitting the union is not perfect, but we have this document to give us guidance on how to create a more perfect union. And as Black folks in America who didn't really get on the bus and say, let's go get a better life for ourselves, but we know how we got here, well, we have our freedom now, so now we join into the fight like Martin Luther King, Andrew Young, John Lewis, and so many others, Shuttlesworth, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, still fighting. Okay, in order to form a more perfect union for everybody. And that's what, one of the things that really impressed me about Al Sharpton and Ben Crump is when I looked up on television one day, and I'll admit it, I was shocked. They were at it again, representing somebody whose civil rights had been violated, and I'm sitting here waiting for the person whose civil rights has been violated to come out. It was a white guy who they were standing there with whose civil rights had been violated. I was like, wow, didn't see that one coming. So they really fight for civil rights, and civil rights belong to every color, to every race in this country, every nationality. And I actually got a chance to see them fight for it. People didn't hardly take them serious because they expected the person, like I did, to be Black. But the person was white. And somehow we're so screwed up in this country, they had managed to violate a white person's civil rights. I don't know even why you do that, but they did it. And they was making the case for him just like they would for anybody else. That's the ideal of America, where everybody put it in like Joshua did, push for it, like, and then we as the village, literally not just be the village in word, but be the village in deed and get behind them. Be that parent who pushes be that helper who's willing to invest time, talent, and treasure so you can get these kinds of successes. And so this is a powerful way. This is so powerful to start a way to start Black History Month, because you don't need to be a giant corporation. This mom, Miss Pierce, they're not a giant corporation. They're not Little Caesars Arena, the Elegist. They're not those people.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a mom and somebody who wanted to help, and they did.
Right.
And here's the success. Now imagine that times 10. That's what's up. That's what's up. So good show. It was well worth it.
Block by block. Pastor, do you say that Joshua was being tested when he got the COVID and tested for his faith?
He was being added
to.
Being added to. Sometimes just having the degree or getting the certificate is not all that's involved. God wants you to have the ability to fight, to stand, to push.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the Lord's going to use him to create a bunch of businesses where he hires a bunch of people, I know what it's like to run a business where it's just my wife and myself were in it. But it was almost like a 24/7, 365 thing. So you go through a lot of changes in business. For instance, we bought fertilizer 1 year, it was $9 a bag. I was complaining about this special fertilizer that was $12 a bag. Well, what happens when the cheapest bag, the $8 bag, goes to $17? When the gas prices went up, those are oil-based products that we were using. And so they went up significantly. I mean, I complained when certain insect controls were $24 a bag. Well, now that bag is $60. So you go from, say, 2009, your profit margin from that year is this much on your inventory that you sold, right? Well, now it's 2010, and you're facing all these new prices. What happens to your profits? How much you can easily look back to that year and know what the prices were then and look at the prices you had in this year, and you see what it did to your profits before the year started. And so how do you recover from that? You need a plan. You need a plan that's going to meet this price, but somehow keep your base together and accept the loss on that base, because you can't change everybody's prices. The service you provide is kind of a luxury. So how do you do that? So he's going to face headwinds like that. And so the Lord wanted him to be prepared to face headwinds, to notice that setbacks are like, what's the saying, Richard Jolly or something that come on Erica Campbell's show, setbacks are opportunities for setups. Our setups for overcoming, something like that anyway. He wants them to know that sometimes you can learn in that space, something that you're glad you know when you do get to the place you're trying to go. And so, that was a test of, not a test of his faith, but a strengthening of his faith, a strengthening of his endurance, an understanding of obstacles and how to process them, that they don't mean stop. They just mean you got to go a little bit harder. You got to think a little bit harder. You got to learn to control yourself, self-control. Mm-hmm. You got to have that, you know. And so, But he survived
awesome.
It. He survived it. He survived it. He exercised great self-control. He got over himself, his ego. He did what he had to do. And when you can do that, you can succeed. Because like I say, what he has now, the devil is angry because he knows all I got to do is this. I don't care how long it takes, I'll succeed.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that. All you have to do is do it. It's really that
mm-hmm.
simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, that is great. Got to go through to get through.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he did just that. Okay. Well, good show. Bring back the family, celebrate Black history, and how will you make history for our youth? What are we going to leave behind that people will remember forever to come? Okay? All right. So thanks, everybody, for listening, and thanks, Joshua, and everybody that commented today, all my co-hosts and host, and just everybody. And we just thank you for bringing back the family. You know, our children are our future. We have to teach them well so that they can lead the way. Who else going to do it? Let them go for it. Okay. All right. So let us see. Teach them well. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to move on now. Thanks, Pastor Earl. You have anything, any announcements you need to make, Pastor Earl?
No, we are good. Just keeping our sister, Deaconess June Rogers, in prayer, the homegoing of her sister.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, if you need information about Running for Christ, rfcm.org, rfcm.org. Everything you need to know about us is right there.
All right, we got it. Okay. Love, love, everybody. Greatest love of all.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. Never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Never to walk in any Let me hear your roar.